Yeah, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, I just want to start with saying that Black Lives Matter, and Black people are being killed at the hands of police brutality every single day. And I think that is a movement that has been recognized across the country, but not quite yet here in Lamar's. And here in Lamar's, we have the opportunity to take a stand. And although this is a very privileged community, this is our chance to stand up and say we are for the Black Lives Matter movement. We're going to say their names, and we're going to join here together on the courthouse lawn and really show the rest of the country that Lamar's does care about Black lives, and Black lives are mattered here, no matter the institutional settings, no matter the environmental settings. Black lives are mattered here by the people present at the protest today.
Okay. Now, hopefully it's going to be a peaceful protest. How many people do you anticipate going to be here? It looks like you've got at least a couple hundred right now. And are they from around the immediate area, or where do they all come from?
Yeah, so we have over 300 people interested on Facebook. That's just where the event kind of started and really took forth. But we have people here from Lamar's and Sioux Center who I've talked to so far. But obviously I've not made my rounds to everybody yet to thank them. But so I'm assuming there's probably other communities represented as well. But we really just want to make sure that all the communities can come together here and have a very peaceful protest, and there's no intention of violence. The police officers were actually notified of this protest before it was even published live to the community, so they are well aware. As you can tell, they're around, and they're really here, and they have mentioned that they are here to protect us, and I do want to say that the police officers are here to protect us, and that we encourage all community members to really join this movement with the rest of us.
Okay, do you have anything specifically against the Lamar's Police Department?
I do not have anything. That's a very loaded question, and I think that police as a whole, including Lamar's Police Department, need to have reform, and I will leave it at that.
Okay. All right. So now there have been on other cities, as you know, rallies that have taken place like this that have turned violent.
Yes.
Your thoughts about that? The people that implement the violence and destruction of private property, isn't that a little bit tougher to get the people to go on your side if that happens then?
I definitely think that a lot of people do not recognize why the violence and the riots are happening, especially in a community here like Lamar's. But I believe that as a white person, as a community that is largely white, we do not have the right to tell an oppressed group how to protest. And LGBTQ, I am an LGBTQ plus community member, they have rights because of riots. Women have rights because of riots. And although the destruction of personal property, obviously no one is wishing that upon anybody and nobody wants that, but people are now talking about this matter and this issue, and Black people have been oppressed since the beginning of this country, and people are now listening. And it's unfortunate that the riots have had to happen because Black people keep dying.
But again, you didn't really answer my question about the destruction of property. Why does that happen?
But did it make you notice when they destroyed the property?
What it made me notice was that people that had nothing to do with the incident are now having to pay for their business, and it may be putting them out of business because of that.
And it's unfortunate that that's had to happen because Black people keep dying.
Okay. Is it just Black people, or is it other races that are of concern here too?
Other races are absolutely dying, but the Black people are dying at a more high exponential rate than other races by police brutality.
Okay. All right. And so you're hoping here to, what after the rally today, what do you hope happens next, and what will be the next step?
I hope that this feeling, this movement continues here in the Lamar's community, and that I'm so proud of everyone here at the protest, but over there we have places where people can donate, where people can sign petitions, and I really hope that people continue that action and make sure that they are showing up to protest, they're planning their protest, that they are really being vocal and using their voices to really stand up for those communities who are being oppressed.